It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize. But I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Liat Gerst, Krista Lamas, and Joey Zauzik join the show from my resort in Cabo San Lucas. We talk about the Liat, Krista's journalism career, and Joey's run-in with his ex. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias a todos.
We all made it. I think everybody, I think it was a great flight. There was no travel drama at all.
Nope. Trump Air was fantastic.
I saw Shane was like a really, really, really good steward.
Why did you post that video?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so if you go to Joey's Instagram, you can see Shane was our flight attendant on the flight from Van Nuys to Cabo San Lucas.
See,
and Monroe was also a flight attendant.
Yeah, she was my junior flight attendant.
She did a great job, actually.
She was really incredible.
Now we had a little bit of a rough start. We had the car service was waiting for us out front, and I know Krista and Joey and Alice were waiting for us at the airport. We were a few minutes late because I was negotiating with Monroe. So, as you know, she wanted to bring 20 stuffed animals as well as 2 pillows and 2 blankets. We were able to, after about 15 minutes of negotiation, we were able to get it down to about 14 stuffed animals, 1 pillow, no blankets. Mm-hmm. So that was a win, although it took about 15 minutes. Then, now I'm realizing we're running late, and then we had to negotiate the makeup bag, because she had packed a makeup bag while I was at work. And that was going to be a fight. Yeah. So I finally just said, fuck it. We'll take the makeup bag. And we did.
A girl on spring break needs her glam. Like, that's just...
But I told her, I'm like, I already packed your lip gloss. What else do you need? But she did a whole, like, the eyeshadow palettes. I mean, what else is in that bag?
She had, like, a bold color on her lip last night. Like, she was into it.
She
had full glam.
I will appreciate the fact that she did not do a bright red lipstick during the day. Like, I felt like the bright red lipstick was appropriate for the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the Sea Grill.
100%.
No, Joey hasn't stopped eating since the airport.
It's been really bad.
No, I honestly think there is kind of a reversed eating disorder with Joey.
No, it's when you deprive your body, he's black and white. He goes both sides. It's either all or nothing. But I believe when you get to a point where you eat clean and you go, eventually you just snap.
He snapped.
I snapped. Yesterday I really did snap. A whole box of onion rings, a whole box of fries. I ate Monroe's chicken tenders.
This was just on the plane.
Turkey club.
Yep.
That was a massive
potato
club
chips.
Sandwich.
Potato chips.
All the snacks and treats on the plane.
All the snacks were gone.
All the snacks were gone.
He cleaned out my whole inventory.
Well, I haven't had M&M's in so long.
Yeah,
I haven't
had that food.
Skinty Pop-Tarts. It was amazing.
And then we landed and we went to the Sea Grill.
Girl.
And he did not stop.
Mm-hmm. What'd you eat there? Did you guys like the food there?
Well, it took a while. But I will say, I mean, it was a beautiful setting. We got
gorgeous.
A table right on the beach.
So
they
nice.
Had all these tiki torches lit, beautiful. Candles. Yeah. Not tiki torches, but it was
candles.
We witnessed a proposal that we almost ruined. We almost walked through the sand.
Whoa. It was written in the sand.
It was written in the sand. We were just walking over it.
And it just chomps. Well, there was two messages. So one, when you walked down, it was...
Bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos. And that was the one we stepped on.
We completely walked through it.
Yep.
But then there was a proposal, will you marry me? Now, that wasn't...
It was in Spanish.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's why I was not like, guys,
French.
Stop walking.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Krista?
Yeah, Krista, you said Krista. You spoke Spanish. That's what you told
you
me yesterday.
You said you were fluent.
I don't know right now. I can't think of it, but I know it was in Spanish.
¿Quieres casarte conmigo?
Yeah.
That's what it said.
¿Quieres casarte conmigo? Mm-hmm.
It was a romantic moment, I thought. We were on the beach, and then you could hear Krista... Shane, he proposed.
I was so glad we got to witness it.
We're going to be a part of their story forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was That's really hilarious. Cute. It was just the two of them. Really cute. They're a really young couple, though.
No, I. For, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should have warned
they
them.
They didn't look that young.
They look like they're 18.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, that's young.
And there was they were by themselves. There was no family or friends or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was nice. That was a nice thought.
Yeah.
Now, Monroe, I forgot to mention what Monroe said to me in the car. So after the negotiation, she was not happy with me because she didn't, you know, negotiation, nobody wins, right? So it's a compromise. But she was a little still upset. And so we get in the car. And what did she say to you? Because I heard her in the just right behind me.
She was like, all the bad parts of me come from that guy.
Oh, wow.
Ouch. Ouch. Ooh. I just chose to ignore it.
Yeah, she was trying to get...
She's real. She's just like Jeff. We were in the elevator right now, walking her over to my room with Brogan. And Jeff goes, Monroe, if you're comfortable, you know, you don't need Brogan. And she goes, I'm just going to pretend like I'm uncomfortable.
So basically what's happening is there's a play date going on right now between your daughter, Hannah,
yes,
and Monroe. And, you know, that's what's happening. Now, also, you know, we're really working on the manners. And Joey, you and I were talking about it. I think it's coming along. Like, I think she's very respectful. And however, Aunt Krista was, you were so sweet because you said, hey, Monroe, would you like to do a sleepover tonight? With Alice and your Aunt Krista. She's like, no. And I said, Monroe, that is not... I said, no, thank you. Thank you, but no.
I know. It's okay. She's just your mini.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So she did sleep in my bed last night, mm-hmm. even though she has her own room. But I don't know. You read about, like, kidnapping and how it's not safe. I mean, it is very safe here where we are in Cabo. But, you know, that's always in the back of my mind. I think I would have actually stressed out about her being on the other side of the condo.
Of the casa.
So there's a few times, like, I woke up in the night and I just, like, looked over and made sure she was there. So I actually am okay with it. I mean, no, you slept with Alice.
She's like, I don't know. I feel so bad for whoever she's going to end up with because she's never grown out of the kicking and doing circles in the bed.
Still.
She's still doing it.
Wow. It's like they have a dance party in the middle of the night. Nope. They land upside down.
Doesn't move. Yeah. But I also create like a pillow wall. So we both kind of like will lean against the pillow wall in the middle. Mm-hmm. This has been a nice bonding experience for you and Alice. Now, when we went over to the margarita bar, just love a bar that's designated to just margaritas.
Oh, thank God.
That's amazing.
And it's right on the way to the beach.
They have every tequila in the world.
I know. It was beautiful.
We gotta try that.
You just stop there, you get your margarita, and then you go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk through a proposal.
I do think, though, that there's a lot of roundabouts here. You know what I mean? Like, there's no straight shots anywhere. Have you noticed that?
Everything is windy,
around this building and around that building.
I don't know about you, but it's giving White Lotus.
Someone else said that, like, on our trip.
Did you guys get a weird voodoo doll on your butt last night?
Yes, but also the guy that, like, they call it a butler, but it comes with the room. They come with the room. I call room service. He picks up. I'm like, oh, Benjamin. So then it's been an hour and a half since we got room service. I'm like, do you know when the food's going to get here? He's like, yes, I'm going to bring it. I'm just at the pool saving chairs, but I will bring your food. I'm like, is there one person? It's just like White Lotus.
No, but it's the
same
person everywhere. You'll start noticing, now that you've said it, there's statues. There's some weird artwork that if you look at it, it's weird.
The voodoo dolls helped me sleep last night, though. There's something about the voodoo dolls that really did something.
I FaceTimed Justin last night when we got into the room, and I was like, oh my God, look what's on the bed. And because if you read it, it kind of sounds like a spell.
It was a spell.
Yeah. And then Justin was like, don't say it out loud. And we just put it to the side. I was like, this is the weirdest thing.
I know. You texted me last night. Do you have one of these weird voodoo dolls?
Yeah.
And I said no, but then I found it this morning.
Yeah,
it was like in my robe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shane, you were very upset yesterday when our butler from last year didn't recognize you. And you were like, hola, me llamo Shane.
And he was just like, looked right through me. I was like, we had a great time last year. It was that meant nothing to him.
It's so weird because I saw him too when we were checking in. And I kind of made eye contact, but I think he just pretended he didn't know us.
I think he sees a lot of white people come and go and we're all the same.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
There's a lot of white people here. Mm-hmm. A lot of white people.
You are literally, you and Alice are literally the most diverse people.
You really are.
I know. Mm-hmm. I felt that way at the restaurant.
But
last
we
night.
Look so progressive being with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is great.
But you guys with your spray tans are almost crazy.
Yeah, you can't really tell the difference.
So when we went to the margarita bar, first of all, we ran into a drunk chump.
She's not going to remember at all.
Oh, drunk. I asked her how many margaritas she had. I think she said 14, you know, through the day.
It was like 5 p.m.
But she's also like 101 pounds, so I don't know where.
She also said, do not call her a chump. She's not a chump.
Yeah, she said she's just a listener.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, only a chump.
And then you're like,
But then she was like, I was at the speakeasy with my what are they called?
Shaky maracas.
Shaky maracas.
She said my husband passed out and I went to the speakeasy by myself and I was shaking.
You're a chump, girl. You're a chump.
And then she yelled at me for being on my phone when she was talking. She's like, Joey, get off your phone while I'm talking to you. I was like, okay. Yeah. She scared me.
She's a little mom joke.
Little entitled.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We saw her at the restaurant later with her husband and she was just talking his ear off. She would not stop.
That's right, because they were at the Sea Grill.
Yep, they were at the Sea Grill.
It's exactly like White Lotus. We're going to be seeing the same people at all the restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
So the best, one of the best lines so far, because I'm notating all of your lines. But so we're at the margarita bar and she orders like, do you have this kind of tequila? Okay, I'll have that. And then Alice, who's 11, was like, make
12.
It. Oh, 12. 12, she'll be 13.
She'll be 12 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So she's 11.
Okay. But so Alice says, make it a double. And then Krista looks over. She's like, you know mommy so well.
It's true. I like doubles.
Oh my God. And then do you remember what Krista said at dinner, which is, I think it's good to have a little alcohol in your system all day long.
Yes. On a trip. on a trip.
IV.
Yes, it just keeps them, you know, you're in a good mood the whole time.
Thank you for the Bloody Marys. They're delicious.
Oh, yeah, they are delicious.
They are really good Bloody Marys.
I mean, how much vodka did you pour? I took two sips and, like, spinning.
It's a double, yeah.
They're, of course, double.
Mommy loves a double.
Mommy likes a double.
I think the whole bottle is gone.
And then we went over, so we wanted to see each other's rooms. So we went over to Krista's room yesterday, and then there was a cake there, right?
Oh, yeah, a birthday cake.
Yes.
What happened, Joey?
Well, we were all going to sing Alice a happy birthday because her birthday is, it's basically now, but it's in 2 weeks.
It's her birthday month.
420.
It's her birthday month. And Jeff refused to sing happy birthday because her birthday is not till the 20th. So as we were singing, Jeff was like, not till the 20th, only in 2 weeks. But it was
you know why.
It was a
he
cute
has
moment.
Such PTSD from Jenny Poulos and their birthdays.
And Megan.
Oh. People that go on the whole month with their birthdays. You're right.
I think
we'll celebrate your birthday. On your birthday.
I think you are mad because it's actually closer to your birthday and Alice is getting all the attention. And you're like, and it's you my cumpleaños.
Yes, you're right. Because I wanted that attention.
You wanted the cake.
Yes.
Yesterday was 16 days from her birthday. So I'm I'm not going to start. And then, by the way, a typical Krista, she's like, it's like a week from Saturday. I said, no, it's not.
It's
2 weeks from Saturday. Two more days, and then 2 weeks after that, Krista.
So it's her birthday.
Is that why you ordered the cake? Because you were just confused about when it was?
No, I didn't order the cake. It got sent to me by Haley.
We
met them last summer.
Jeff, I realize what your life purpose is on this planet. It is to find the truth. He is like a truth seeker. He will just go and go and go with any. You will get the truth out of people.
He's not a truth seeker. He's a party pooper.
It's just gotta be accurate.
But if you exaggerate, it's
gotta
like,
be accurate.
It's a spectrum thing.
But you can't say it's 6 days when it's 8 days because it's gotta be 8 days.
It is. It like makes you see red if people just...
Yeah.
Just even, and my husband's the same. He's like, do not tell a white lie. Like, if you even tell your kids something's closed, do not lie. I'm like, it's a white lie.
I mean,
but just
Trevor would have loved the ride from the airport just listening to Krista. She's like, oh, that gas station? My grandfather started that. I'm like, I mean, it's just shit comes out of her mouth.
Invested.
My grandfather owned all those gas stations. He was probably like, had a franchise of one. But yeah, so you have to kind of like... There's like
take it with a grain of salt.
There's a bullshit meter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
But yes, you're right. I do like to sniff out the bullshit.
And even like if people mess up, you're okay with it. Just tell the truth. That's what makes you see red.
That's what I've learned.
Now, Chris also told me. She's like, yeah, I'm not even supposed to be...
No, Chris's face. Don't.
I swear to God, you can't. When we get home, I've got to... I mean, it's one of the best.
No, you can't. It's like...
I already told
Leah. How do you know what he's going to say?
You know what he's going to say.
No, it's like bad. Okay. You can't say it.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No.
Then I also like to when, I mean, Alice is a very smart girl and she was, she's on the plane and she's reading. And then, you know, Krista's, you know, we're having, what about shots, tequila? And she's like, are you reading? And I said, she's like, what page are you on? And I said, let's not book shame her.
Let's if not she make wants, fun of her.
If she wants to read.
No, it's because Alice does not read.
She's getting into
she's
it.
Chop. And so she was doing it to be like showing you guys that she's reading. I know her.
I was proud of her. I think it was a great She did read. She got to page two.
She got to page. She flipped the page. She was like, flip it, girl.
She was distracted for sure.
I only read on planes. I think that might be what she does.
Yeah. It's cute though. She's like really trying to show that she's a mature young lady.
Well, we were in the air for 2 hours. She'd got two pages.
A page an hour.
She's not a very fast reader.
No.
She's just really taking her time with that.
Where were you last night?
We went to the Cape Thompson rooftop. It's the only place I'll leave.
Leave the hotel.
It's just stunning. They got fire pits, live music. It's beautiful. You watch the sunset.
It was really pretty at the Sea Grill. Now, there was a bit drama. This is how you can tell, like, this is an exclusive resort, because I think these people have been really trained. So we're sitting there at the beach, and all of a sudden, like, two waiters run up the stairs and run into the restaurant part, which is above the beach. And then everyone's like kind of looking around like, what's happening? Not the patrons, but the people that were working there. Can I tell you, I spent the next hour and a half trying to figure out what happened, and they would not spill it.
White Lotus, baby.
They would not tell us what happened. I'm like, I know something happened. Wow. Why would the two people run up? Oh, no, nothing happened.
Someone went missing.
What?
I think someone was missing.
Something happened, but they wouldn't budge. And then when we tried to ask, they all were trying to like cover
play it
up.
Off.
And they called me a chismosa.
Yeah.
Chismoso.
Because you are.
A gossip. They called me a chismoso. And then they were calling you a chismosa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, because
dígame la chisme. We kept saying that.
We literally asked four people what happened.
Yeah. And,
I mean, look, I could have... we could have waterboarded them, and they still would not have told us what happened.
Well, it was also having to do with the chips and salsa that they wouldn't bring, and we're trying to figure out why.
Yes.
And then...
And Krista's answer to everything is... Because I was getting a little... I mean, we had been there for 53 minutes and had no food. Uh-huh. Because of whatever happened, which they wouldn't tell us. Just tell me what happened. So at least have a story for the radio.
Yeah. Right.
But, so yes, I was getting agitated because we didn't even have any chips and salsa.
And then you were like,
you just need another drink, Jeff. You just need another drink. I said, I'm hungry. It's not going to just one.
Did you guys drink on the plane?
Yes.
Well, I, as a flight attendant, I made great drinks.
Strong, doubles.
I had one Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Just to take the edge off.
It was a tough one. That's just a strong one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was. It was a triple.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you were comfortable.
You know me so well.
I know you so well.
So tomorrow we're going after radio. We're going on the Liat.
I cannot wait for the Liat.
So Trevor said, can we extend it 2 more hours in case? And then we can come back whenever we want. Because he said, by the time we get out there, if you want a jet skis, like I just don't want it to be cut off early. But if we want to go back after a few hours, we can.
Why? If you want a whale watch, I'll be at the pool.
That's what I was going to say. I will freak out. I love whales and I've always wanted to see one.
Last time we went on the boat, first of all, yesterday you guys missed it. We had a whole show, front row at the beach, whale after whale, just jumping. Yeah, yesterday we moved from the baby pool that Trevor called a staycation to the vacation because you could see the ocean. It had a swim up bar. So we went back and forth, but a whole entire whale show. And last year on the boat, same thing. So hopefully.
I've never seen them in the wild. And that's my biggest. I'm obsessed with whales.
I'm obsessed with the stories you're going to come up with. My grandfather used to train whales. We had one in our backyard in the pool.
I do love whales.
Are you going to jet ski with the sharks? Who's jet ski?
I'm definitely going to jet ski. I'm going to go fast and furious, baby. I love jet skis.
Shane, no, you can't swim.
I'm going to be swimming in the water.
Yeah, no.
The ocean's so warm.
Jet ski. If I can like just hold on to him.
You can go.
It's fun.
I'll drive the jet ski. You can hold on to me.
What did...
Oh, that was another thing.
I don't know if Brogan like that. Brian.
That was another thing that Monroe said about you and Brogan. Do you remember?
Yeah, she told me that I'm the girl and Brogan's the boy.
I was like,
you don't need to reinforce these gender norms. We're two boys, you know?
That was funny.
Shane, you upgraded big time.
He's amazing.
He hasn't eaten since we left.
Oh my God, he hasn't had a bite.
And why?
I was like, would you like a chip? It's because people have this thing that he has abs. So people were even DMing me like, don't forget to check out Brogan's abs. I'm like, show us the abs.
That's why he's not eating.
Because he doesn't want to, you know, disappoint when he does decide to take his shirt off.
You're not worried.
No.
The way you've been eating.
Well, clearly, I think it's done. I think my body has just like, I think after I ate everything last night.
I'm telling you, that's what happens.
I really binged yesterday and I'm going to cry. I'm just kidding. But it was, I don't regret it at all. I'm still going to eat today. And I'll hold back a little bit today.
You're not going to gain anything. No one's going to see anything.
I'm definitely going back to your room again in the buffet, though.
Just being next to Joey, I gained 2 pounds.
It's
you actually had to have a talk with me last night because when we got back to watch Below Deck, Monroe was handing out marshmallows, so I could not stop eating those marshmallows. And you actually had to pull me aside and say, Monroe, stop giving him marshmallows, and you have to stop eating the marshmallows.
I'm telling you. It's that black and... I watched Trevor. I'm like, I can't. You gotta... He's reaching his breaking point where he's going to get back in shape.
It's because you deprive yourself for so long, and then you just go hog wild. And
it's
I'm on vacation.
It's too black and white. You know? It's too black and white.
We should have Trevor and Joey. You can do that.
Trevor will freak out.
No, Joey has this training thing.
I'm just trying to help
me,
you.
Right?
Oh, I'm going to do Bodies by Joey after this for all of you guys. We're going to do a boot camp right after radio. Oh.
Okay, so first of all, we eat everything in sight, and then that's part of it?
Yeah, and then you binge, and then you work it all off because you're going to use all the carbs that you had before for the workout, and you'll get a way better. I had a great workout this morning. I'm going to do it again with you guys.
I was reminding you, though, that you had your last vacation, you were gone for 3 weeks?
Yeah, 2.5.
And you gained 26 pounds.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know how that
happened. That's a lot of eating.
Like, I think I told you last night when we were talking about it, I think it was stress. Brian's parents were with us. I was like, you know, I was just a little nervous. And I think
like 10,000 calories a day.
I was eating more than 10,000 calories a day. Oh, yeah.
So I always tell Trevor, like, you would have been a good actor because you can transform your body. You can be really big. You can go back like in 6 weeks. He goes, except they can't act. But like you would too because you know how to transform your body.
Well, I could act, so maybe I'd be a great actor if I could transform my body too for movies, for role. I'm down.
Can we just say I'm super proud of Jeff? Yesterday he put his feet in the ocean. That is major improvement.
And there are sharks out there.
I was so proud of you.
And now you see them. They come right up to the shoreline now. And they go fast.
They're getting closer and closer.
And they just take your foot right off.
We're going to get you closer and closer to...
It is red flag on the beach. No.
Not today.
The water is so warm.
Wait, red flag?
Nice.
What does that mean?
Red flag means... No comprende.
It means
that.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Oh,
no
comprende. We were seeing whales.
No puede.
You could see the whales, and there's people jet skiing right next to them, and they're jumping.
I would love that heart attack. So much.
Red flag means there's like an undertow, so you go in and you get sucked out, and then you can't get back in.
That was kind of happening yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
she's strong.
It was really strong yesterday.
I mean, luckily, everybody was holding on to Krista's fake ass. I mean, that just was...
Thank God for that.
My ass is gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's tiny.
I just have this feeling something crazy is going to happen. Like, very White Lotus.
You think... Because you think we're on a scripted TV show.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
No, you just informed us that Las Ventanas has followed you on Instagram.
Oh, shout out Ventanas.
Now, why are they not following me or you or Joey or Liat?
Because we don't post and tag.
Because we don't have double Ds, probably.
What does that mean?
True too. Mm-hmm. Look at her.
Did you see what she posted?
Do you see the way I'm running around the resort?
Now, Joey, you don't have to say your room number, but you are on the ground floor facing the main pool?
Yes. I think it's the kiddie pool. Pool. I don't know, but it's on the ground floor. Everyone's walking by.
You know, there's an adult only pool as well. I noticed that.
Yes.
Oh,
Kristen,
okay.
There's only like one person there, though, because everyone has kids.
Everybody here has kids.
But that main pool is gorgeous.
I think
overlooking
that's
overlooking the ocean, swim up bar, beach. Kids can run down to the beach.
We've never been there. We only go to the one.
We switched over from the kiddie pool yesterday, and it was amazing.
You mean the lazy river?
Yeah, that one has the ice cream bar.
You guys don't barely see the ocean. Like
no, I understand that, but she loves the
lazy river.
You should
lazy
try
river.
Both.
Okay, let's try. Yes, we'll do both.
She'll like the beach.
We have 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joey, you already went to the gym.
I already went to the gym.
Did you run into anybody you know?
Oh, Jeff, I thought we were not going to do this.
What?
We could do it. Screw it. Yes, guys, I ran into an ex of mine that just got married and is on their honeymoon, and he was like the one that got, you can't make this up. It's like, there's no accidents.
White Lotus.
He was kind of the one that Well, I was kind of the one that got away, and he was always so in love with me. And then I kind of broke up with him, and me and my friend have been sending these like wedding pictures back and forth. Uh-huh. And then I saw him in the gym, and he was spooked, bitch. Like I saw his face, and he went white in the face. And I was looking
great.
I was looking great, like working out, lifting. And then his husband, now I guess, came over, and they got in a huge tiff blowout, and something happened. Something sparked.
So in your
oh yes, it's giving White Lotus. Like something is not. Okay. It's
so in your mind, you are the guy that got away from him.
I think so. Yeah,
the one that got okay. away.
Here comes the truth seeker. And,
I know, right? Look no, at him.
So in your, you think he still has feelings for you, in love with you, even though he's married.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe that the fight was over you, or could it have been over something else?
I mean, you're not supposed to be fighting when you're newlyweds, but that's why they had like this big, huge wedding. So I'm like, maybe they're just like coming down from all the excitement. But I think it was because of me. I think they saw me, and I think they decided to like, I think that something sparked in him. And then
how
I saw
long?
Them fight. And all I saw him go was kind of shrug his shoulders, throw his hands down, and like tilt his head. Kind of like, come on, it's not that big of a deal.
Did, how did long he say hi or no?
No, his boyfriend looked at me when I got up. The husband that I don't know looked at me and smiled. And I was like, hi. And then the other guy like turned his back to me. And I was just like, okay.
But how long were you
it's
with this
guy? It's
going
to be a long weekend.
Or
I think we were together for like 2 months. And then I kind of ghosted him. He got really... Well, I don't want
this is all in your head. You were together for 2 months.
The one that got away.
That's 8 weeks.
Not an ex.
You went on 10 dates.
No. It's not. I'm going to hold this one down. It's not in my head. This guy really did want to be together and wanted this long-term relationship, and I wasn't ready then. He was very sweet. He wasn't my type, and I had to break up with him at an Indian restaurant. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Where was he crying?
What restaurant?
Cried.
He cried.
He cried.
Over the tikka masala?
It was a given. I don't think we had even ordered yet. We got the naan bread. And then I think I was like, you know what? This just isn't going to work.
You're like, naan.
And we were supposed to go to New Orleans. And he had like booked my flight for me, which is very nice. And he was like, I'm canceling your flight. And then started crying. It was a mess. And that's kind of the last time I ever saw
Why
him.
Why weren't you
Except
into
for today
him?
At the Las Ventanas gym.
How long ago was it?
Probably 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And he hasn't
like
he thinks
out. About you every day.
I mean, listen.
But what didn't you like about him?
He was just really nice, and he was a little bit too clingy nice. For me at the time. And I was looking for someone a little bit more toxic, and it just didn't give me that edge.
But you found like the nicest guy in the world is Brian.
I know. Shout out Brian.
Shout out Brian.
He's in Rue.
He should be here soon, right?
He should be here soon. He's in Rue. But anyway, you can't make that up. Like the fact that I ran into him, and me and my best friend have been sending back their wedding things on Instagram. I hope he's
it sounds
not
like
listening.
You're the one who's obsessed. He probably didn't even know who you were.
I'm not obsessed with him.
So you've been looking at his wedding photos.
No, my best friend Eric has been sending me
and you've
pictures.
Been opening them and looking at them.
Yes.
You were alone in your hotel room last night staring at his photos being like, I'm the one that got away.
You know what? You cracked me. I'm just going to break down and tell you now. No, I mean, he's nice, but
the
I think
vein in your forehead just popped out.
It's from Cabo.
I think, I think Shane is on to something. I think he is the guy that got away. That's from Joey.
Yes. I broke up with him in an Indian.
I've never been happier.
You guys, I broke up with him in an Indian restaurant. I'm not. He was not the one that got away.
But you're looking at his wedding photos and you're discussing it with your friend.
Because he said
you're like, look how tacky these suits
the truth,
are.
The truth seeker. He's not going to let up until
truth
I like.
Shout out,
song. Brian.
Shout out, Brian. See you soon, babies.
You just seem very invested and attached to someone you broke up with 5 or 6 years ago in an Indian restaurant over naan.
He's the one that's, listen, I hope he's happy. Can we just leave it there? I just hope that he's
But you
happy.
Were just saying he wasn't happy that he was gotten a fight.
They were going to get a fight. I'm not making
Over
it
you.
Up. Well, I think it was.
I think there's a lot of things someone could fight about. Like, you know what I mean? Couples would argue about. Okay, other maybe, than Joey.
Okay, maybe that's a little delusional, but like...
Delulu is the Salulu.
It is. Being delusional is good in some sense, but I think maybe he saw... I mean, what else could it be about? He literally looked at me and then ran off, and then they both were in this little tiff. And then he came back in. And then his foot started bleeding really bad. And they had to bring over the lady at the gym and put a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, my God. He's using the voodoo.
Wait, I don't understand. Where did the what happened to the foot?
Too many details.
It was gushing blood. And he had to take his shoes off in the gym. And then they had to put a Band-Aid on it. And the lady at the front had to bring a Band-Aid. I'm not making this
his
up.
His blood pressure was high because he saw you.
I think
his heart was
happened.
Racing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that has anything to do with me. It's just an extra detail of the story so you can get some.
Old wounds, both literal and figurative.
Period. High five.
Mm-hmm. You're implying that that has something to do with you also.
Well, I don't know. Why would the foot just gush up and blood? I think that everything happens for a reason.
All right, so when you're with Joey, you know, you kind of have to like
accept.
No, you kind of have to help him out a little bit because when we got up from the table, he leaves his room key on the table. He leaves his wallet on the table.
His phone was right behind him.
Yes. So Brogan was like, hey, Joey, don't you want your wallet and your room key? And then, yes, we're sitting on the plane and his phone is on the headrest, like sitting. And he's like, oh, does anyone know where my phone is? And it's like literally like
ADD.
Oh, I have massive ADHD. That's why. Well, the thing that's funny is on the plane before
we were playing the game
who's most likely to.
Yeah, who's most likely to lose their phone.
And one of the questions, everyone stares at me, who's most likely to lose their phone? Joey. Mm-hmm. And then literally an hour later, I lose my phone.
You got to take your vibe.
Also, when we were walking to the beach, after we went to the margarita bar where Krista got a double, we were walking to the beach and Joey's like, ah, there's my room right there. And I'm like, hey, Joey, did you mean to leave the door open?
Slider door just wide open.
Slider door. Oh my god!
On the ground floor.
I forgot to close my. If you look at my story
right now,
if you look at my story, I did a video on my Instagram today opening all the sliding doors, and I forgot that I just went to the gym after, and I forgot to close this. Okay. Well,
if you're on the ground floor,
I think that the butler will close is gone. For me. I don't have anything valuable. It's a bunch of like Zara. And
are you thinking that the guy broke up with Joey at the Indian restaurant?
I told you, 100%. He can't. He fixates on it.
Yep.
He's not.
Joey got his heart broken, and now he's like still so sad about it. He's sending all these pics. He's like, look at these tacky suits. Oh my God, who would have their honeymoon here? And he's like obsessed with all the deeds. He's in it. In it.
I think we're going to see them tonight.
I do too.
Ooh, I'm going to start shit at the speakeasy. I'm going to start some shit.
At Las Ventana, boo bitch. I'm here on your honeymoon. They're probably like shook. I feel
There's
bad.
There's no accident.
And you guys think I would be upset if I got broke up with an Indian restaurant? I'd be thrilled because I'd still have the tikka masala and the garlic naan.
You would stay and you'd have full meal.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tonight at the speakeasy, could you imagine this? Like, you see what he's ordering? That was my favorite drink.
Oh my God.
He's totally doing it on purpose.
He just got an old fashioned to get my attention.
Guys, the other foot is gushing blood now.
No, oh my God. What are we going to do for Alice's birthday weekend?
Oh my God. You will not stop about
we
this.
We have a yacht for her.
Oh, good.
We have the yacht.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I even got her a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a jacuzzi on the yacht?
I told you that last time and you had the exact same reaction.
That's the best thing about being friends with Jeff. You can have the same conversation.
Yeah, literally, you don't have to remind.
Wow. Jeff, jacuzzi. Yeah.
Jeff is about to be full Jill Zarin on your yacht tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you must.
She's catching heat right now because she's not the primary, but she's acting like she was. Like all these like things that she needs.
Oh, so Trevor's the primary, but I'll act like the primary?
You're like, I need the crushed ice from the galley. Can you bring that up for me?
Right, and I'm going to complain about the lack of toiletries.
And the temperature of the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just going to order food that I don't want myself.
Yes, the sushi.
I want sushi, but no one eats sushi.
So get the sushi, but then I also want a crudité, so just to nosh on. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of food tomorrow, so
come hungry. Can you tell
lobster, steak, like, lobster. Oh, no, sashimi,
Oyster Friday. Oyster Friday.
Oyster Friday.
Yeah.
Can I do Oyster Fridays on the boat? Perfect.
Probably. Oyster but poor Friday. Brian, I'm really nervous about the seafood.
Is there any way you could get some Indian food?
Craving garlic naan.
We should invite the two on the boat.
You know what? After tonight, they'll probably be on the liat tomorrow, too.
100%. The liat. I love the liat. How big is the liat?
I don't know.
But it's big.
Question.
It looks huge.
Because Trevor said don't get a small boat, right?
He said get the biggest one.
Who booked it? You?
Him and me. Yeah, okay. Me.
Is there staterooms on the liat? In case I want to lie down.
Oh, a siesta.
Oh, a nice
siesta.
There's a
whole kitchen. There's like a chef's kitchen downstairs.
So it is like below deck.
I'm Kate Chastain.
Camera's up, baby. Let's go.
Now, Krista, she told us that she should do some news today because she was a broadcast journalism major.
I love that.
I did not know that.
I sure was.
Yeah, we're learning all new things.
She worked at the Fox station in her college town.
You did? I mean, now everyone's going to be like, Fox News. It was Fox.
the local news affiliate.
It was local San Antonio Fox News. Yes,
she worked directly.
I was an intern.
Next to Rick Leventhal.
Tucker Carlson.
I was an intern that never left. They tried, like, I never wanted to leave. I loved it so much.
Okay, because you were making it sound like you did the news on the plane.
Yeah, I did. I did field reporting.
the interns do that. Broken did that. Yeah.
But they would give me the shittiest stories, like cat mutilations on Halloween.
Don't fuck with kitties.
Yeah, and I would have to go to like the cemetery and like talk to people who were like vampires and witches.
You sure you weren't like a supervisor, like a producer that maybe gathered the information for the reporter?
I was on camera.
They put the interns on camera.
I'd like to see that.
I'd love to see those videos.
They don't exist. Because it never happened.
Andrew McIntosh, he probably is still a reporter, and he
shout out Andrew McIntosh.
He was my mentor.
Let's translate. She worked as an intern for Andrew.
Yeah, so Andrew was
for
on
Fox
camera.
News. I had a news director and everything.
I'm confused. Mm-hmm. So Andrew was on camera.
I would do the smaller stories, and Andrew would do the bigger stories. Yes.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.